I want to talk about Oblivion. It's in current release, and it's a beautiful film to watch, but it doesn't really make sense. Let me explain. It's set in the year 2077. Aliens arrived 60 years ago, destroyed our moon, and made the planet uninhabitable. Most humans have now moved to a new home on Titan, where the surface temperature is a balmy 93 degrees Kelvin. Except for our intrepid duo, who've been left behind as a maintenance team for drones, which service an array of giant floating water filters. It's a bit curious, but bear with me. It gets worse. Tom Cruise plays Jack Harper, technician
that's
number 49.
That's where it gets worse. That's about as bad as it can get.
Here's our hero. Anyway, he's been mind-wiped and is apparently paying off his debt to society. I presume he's doing community service or something, by working as a repairman. Another 10 days and the task will be done, and they'll go and join all the other humans on Titan. In the meantime, Jack and his partner, lover, Victoria, played by Andrea Riseborough, live in this wonderful sky villa and spend the days repairing rather well-armed drones or bots. It's a bit odd, that. Now, Jack actually has to identify himself to a rebooted drone to prevent himself being wasted by it. As I say, guns are blazing. Presumably the drones are well-armed to fend off the alien saboteurs called scavs that are apparently getting in the way of these strange water filters. Now, you may ask, what's wrong with this scenario? A, it takes more than 60 years to terraform Titan. B, most of the Earth still seems to be in pretty good shape. C, why would drones mistake humans for aliens? D, why would you put seawater filters in the air? Or possibly E, why don't any of these questions occur to our hero? The rather sinister Orwellian sign-off, "Are you still an effective team?" from Skybase HQ is a clear indication to the viewer, at least, that all is not as it seems. Now, I want to say a bit more, but there's a spoiler alert here. If you don't want to know more about what's actually happening, tune out now. Is that a fair summary of the apparent situation?
Yes, that covers pretty much the first half.
The problem is that the real story is even more unbelievable. If this were all explained as a virtual reality brainwashing simulation of some sort, it might be credible. But apparently, all this is happening in real life. Jack's dreams are haunted by visions of a mysterious woman, Olga Kurokenko, atop the Empire State Building. The whole charade comes into crisis when a beacon sent by the scavs attracts a crashing ancient spaceship, pre-alien invasion, whose crew are all in cryostasis boxes. Only one is saved from the drones that shoot them and blow them up. One containing the mysterious woman from Jack's dreams. She disrupts his routines. They discover the scavs are the remnants of Earth's resistance. And Jack and Victoria are in fact clones who are being used by the aliens and their AI. Now, if you don't like Tom Cruise, there's good news and bad news. The bad news is there are possibly up to 52 clones of Jack. The good news is he ends up fighting himself and at least one of them dies before the end of the movie. It's a silly plot, but stunning visuals. See it on the big screen if you see it at all. Morgan Freeman has a nice, if rather small, role as the head of the resistance, who also figures out how to destroy the alien invaders. It's produced and directed by Joseph Kosinski, based on his unpublished graphic novel. Visually beautiful, plot-wise, just doesn't make sense.